CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, how do you think today's show went?
Oh, it was pretty funny, to be honest.
We did better than yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know what? I am definitely ruined from the long weekend.
Yeah.
The late, like, I'm not saying we had a late night, but we finished work, what, 10:30 on Saturday?
Yeah, the
so then getting
the murder
home,
mystery.
Yeah, getting home and then winding down and then going to bed. And I was up later on Friday night than usual.
Yeah.
And Sunday night.
Drinking alone, you got a problem.
No, I was having a dance party.
Remember, drink alone responsibly. But
I was having a dance party. My mum had just ordered me Pikes from Adelaide. You can't buy Pikes here. Pikes Riesling is my absolute favourite.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just having a little
I had an early night on Sunday.
Yeah, because you fell asleep at 7:19.
In the middle of a gathering.
7:19, yeah. Out on the deck.
I made a huge fool of myself.
Outside in the sunlight.
Some of the behaviour I saw on the Instagram stories the next morning, not good, but...
Well, it wasn't bad. You were just asleep.
Yeah, but I was also jumping up, air drumming, trying to rap Eminem.
Yeah, it was amazing. What do you mean? We do this every morning.
Yeah, what about that girl that was there? She humiliated
Kels.
Myself. Yeah, she was sober. Humiliated myself in front of her.
Oh, yeah, you did a little bit, but it was funny.
Yeah,
I bet she knew what she was getting into, rocking up sober.
Did she seem uncomfortable or like she was being turned off by the second?
I don't know, to be honest. She's hard to read, that, Kels.
She's hard to see.
She is hard,
I
know.
I don't know.
I'm picking up what you're putting down now.
Yeah, she's hard to read.
So maybe we need to find you another wife.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe it's a mystery. She did say that she doesn't listen to the show, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, you know what she told me? Last I heard, she listens to Chili.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I'm going to put a little special shout out on Chili.
She lives in Ulverston. You know,
weird.
Chili is not the Ulverston station. It's not the Ulverston hit music station.
Maybe
CFM is the Ulverston hit music station.
Maybe she goes that away more often. Don't know.
No, she doesn't.
Oh,
she
strange.
She just picks up the Chili.
Well, I bet we can talk about it. So, amazing.
Well, she told me... didn't know whether I should say this, but she told me that she thought Lee Dixon sounded like a jerk. You know, she's Canadian.
Yeah.
She was like, he sounded like a jerk. So I tuned over to Chili, Dana Marie, because Lee sounded like a jerk one time. I heard him. Sounded like a
jerk. One time. You can lose listeners so easily.
I know. Lee is a bit of a shock job.
We love Dicko.
On today's show, Steady Eddie. Terry Cornick, the Mr. Perfect CEO and co-founder. What else? Dog news.
Yep. Song snag with sandwich.
Talk topic.
Troll.
We had talk topic.
Talk topic, yeah.
That's coming up.
Yep. I don't have anything else to add.
Yep.
Human design, fishy boy.
Don't give that away.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Look
I'm
out.
Going to have to run downstairs through the next song.
And deodorise.
Yeah.
It's already hot in this room.
It is so warm this morning.
It gets warm in this studio. I think it's because of all the computers and the computer screens and machines in the corner. It just warms the room up.
And it's been warm in winter, let alone in summer.
Yeah, I go and turn that aircon on even in winter.
Mm.
And then the sun starts coming through the window. It's worse.
Yeah.
It's hot in here.
We're going to have to get some fans or something.
Adam and Ari branded fans.
Hey, we did just get paid.
Yeah, we got paid for the murder mystery night we hosted at Don
Pretty
River Railway.
Cool.
He paid us a bit extra too, so we didn't do too bad.
Yeah, so, and we've been asked to do it again, which is pretty exciting.
Can you tell the ladies of the coast that I just got paid so they might marry me?
I think they will marry you anyway.
They won't. No one will.
We haven't met them yet.
No one will.
They're too scared. They think you're super famous and they don't want to come up and talk to you.
No, they're afraid of being spoken about on air.
Oh, also, Bearskin Barry over here.
Yeah, shaved.
So
I'm
no
fully
one,
shaven.
I just want to say that no one commented on our Facebook post yesterday asking the coast if anyone is doing Movember. So I convinced Adam.
Someone's got to do it.
Someone has to do it, and it's got to be you because
up.
I can't grow a mo. So
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
When I was off a couple of weeks ago, Ari, I went down to that west coast.
Yeah, how was it? I've never been.
I'd never been before either. It's pretty interesting. Strawn I liked better. I went to Queenstown, Strawn and Zeehan.
Yeah.
I like Strawn because it's on the coast. It's got beach. Queenstown's sort of in the middle of bush.
Yeah.
I sort of, because I was like, I've never been there. Should I go to the east or the west today? Hobart was locked down.
Oh, yeah, true.
It wasn't quiet, I don't think. This was on the Wednesday. But anyway, I was like, nah, I'll go somewhere.
Too risky.
And it was also the best weather in the state that day. It's like 20 degrees sunny.
And you only drove there for the day.
Yeah.
You're so weird. Why would you not just stay there the night?
Didn't want to spend money.
Okay, fair call.
But, for starters, the road is treacherous. You go sort of through Cradle Mountain to get straight to Queenstown. And you've got that road down in Burnie that's like now 90 that everyone's debating about, you know?
Yeah.
They've got a road that's like, I think it's 100 or 110. There's weaves and ducks. Like, you have to pay attention at every second. You have to turn corners. It's like the limit's like 110, but then those yellow signs recommend that you slow down to like 10 to go around the corners. And if you don't go at 110, people behind you go up your A.
Yep.
So you feel bad. You can't pull over because the road's too thin.
You just got to not care what people think.
And they can't overtake for the same reason. The road's too thin. You can't see what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's just dangerous. It's like they forgot about that road. They forgot to lower the speed limit a long time ago.
I mean, maybe. Maybe they have forgotten.
Yeah. But the whole time I was there, especially in Queenstown, I was wandering around going, this would be a good place to like film a movie or a show.
This was a couple of weeks ago too.
Yeah, well, I got home and then read an article that Bay of Fires, a massive new crime thriller series, has been commissioned to be filmed in Tassie next year, in the middle of next year, on the West Coast.
So it looks like we'll be spending a lot of time on the West Coast.
Yeah, well, we want roles.
Yeah, we just want to be in the background.
Cast
like,
us.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's like we're the little Easter egg. Find us in Bay of Fire's new film production.
Yeah, it's an 8-part series filmed primarily on the West Coast. It's expected to be the largest production ever filmed in regional Tassie.
Cool. Go Tassie.
There'll be 80 cast and crew positions up for grabs.
Where do we apply ads?
I don't know. That's the question. $8 million pumped into the West Coast as well, apparently.
That's amazing. That's great considering like the couple of years we've had.
Yeah.
With tourism and everything. So, yeah, go West Coast.
Have you ever seen the Kettering incident?
No.
It was filmed. It's set in Kettering, which is down south near Bruny Island. A lot of it wasn't filmed in Kettering, but it was all filmed in Tassie.
Mm.
It's one of these shows I watched for too long. I'd come too far and I had to watch the rest of it, but I thought it was boring, but a lot of people loved it.
Okay.
But I
usually don't watch, like, Aussie shows.
I thought it was overrated.
Yeah,
just because it was all like weird and, ooh, what's going on? But then nothing happened. It was just like, come on.
Wolf Creek.
Wasted my time.
That's an Aussie one.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Arctic Blast. Well, this is a film everyone's got to see if you're from Taz. It's set and filmed down south in Hobart.
Yeah.
It's one of these movies that is so bad it's good. Like, it's so entertaining, but it's terrible.
Yeah, so I'd probably love it.
Yeah, it came out in 2010. Listen to this. This is a real trailer. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's a real trailer for when it was being aired on some channel.
Tonight.
The cold front we've been monitoring has hit. The temperatures are far below freezing. We are implementing an emergency protocol for severe weather in Tasmania, effective immediately.
This is not a natural cold front. This is cold enough to kill.
Well, I'm telling you, cold fronts can't kill.
Australia, it's time to run for your lives.
Hey, it's a cold front, not the apocalypse.
To save us, we need a man. We need an American man. We need that guy from Stargate.
This isn't about overreacting, this is about being smart.
Can he stop the cold front before it freezes the world?
They're above Russia, England, and China.
It's the ultimate disaster. Down under.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Me too.
Arctic Blast, a sci-fi original movie, tonight 8:30 on Sci-Fi.
I'm telling you, cold fronts don't kill.
Down under.
The entire film's on YouTube if anyone wants to watch it. It's so funny, but not intentionally. But it does have the guy from Star Trek, so bless.
C-F-F.
Ari, I don't mind a bit of Elon Musk.
Yeah, you froth.
Well, I don't know if I froth, but as far as really rich billionaires go, he's all right. I mean, you look
He's at, like the top three, isn't he? Always like the top.
Well, according to the article on our Best of the Web section at cfmtaz.com.au, he's the richest person in the world.
There you go.
But if you compare him to someone like that Bezos, the Amazon fella, the slaphead. I'm allowed to say slaphead because I'm balding man. he you know, that Bezos is not very good. I mean, he doesn't treat his employees very well. They're running around that Amazon factory, like literally have to run. They don't have time for bathroom breaks. They get paid nothing. You know, he treats his Tesla people a bit better.
Yeah, he doesn't, for sure.
He doesn't pay any tax, that Bezos. But
you're fully involved.
Remember, the Australian government tried to get him to pay tax in Australia because he was making money off of Australia, and then they refused to ship to Australia. They chucked a tantrum at one stage a couple of years ago.
Rich, just get
Don't get me started on Bezos. But Elon, obviously, a lot of people have heard this story. He said on his Twitter, if WFP can describe on this Twitter thread exactly how $6 billion will solve world hunger, I will sell Tesla stock right now and do it.
Yeah, but he has to provide proof.
Yeah, they have to.
And has to be open to the public to be able to read through it all.
It's after they sort of tweeted that, you know, the richest people could solve this overnight. And so he's sort of tweeted back, well, you tell me how that will fix it and I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I think it's because he thinks, you know, it's a bit more complicated than that, and they can't tell me how it will fix it because he reckons that it won't.
There's more to it.
Yeah. So I think he's trying to make him look stupid.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. But there was also, is it Jake?
Jake Paul, the YouTuber, yeah.
Yeah, he also commented on there saying that he'd donate $10 million if Elon Musk does indeed donate $6 billion.
So they'd be scrambling to come up with some evidence right now so they can get this money. It's going to make him look a bit silly if they can't, isn't it?
I wonder if anyone else will come to the party and be like, yeah, I'll donate $10
billion. I'll tell you who won't. That Bezos. Kid music. 16 minutes to 7 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Trivia trial.
Can I just say I'm real self-conscious now to do the time checks because Harlan, a little fella that came up to us, he really wants to do radio. He sent bickies to our boss, Sylvia, saying, give me a job in 7 years when I'm old enough.
Yeah.
He was saying, I listen to you all the time because I know that you've got a washing machine and you always say, 20 minutes to 8. 19 minutes to 8. And now I'm just like, Harlan's going to be noticing every time I go 16 minutes to 7.
You could always do, it's actually 44 minutes past 6.
Yeah, but that's
you can mix it up.
Unprofessional.
Okay, whatever. Let's get into trivia trial.
Let's do it.
We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Keep in mind, today is a 4-day week.
Yeah.
Not a 5-day, so more chances of winning
extra
that
chances
voucher.
Or chances if you're Tasmanian.
Stop it. Every time. Okay, what is the question, Adam?
Today's question. Well, obviously, Big Brother on the TV at the moment. It's the Desperate Celebrity Edition.
It's weird, isn't it?
The world's most desperate celebrities come together to do a...
You know who my favourite of the show is?
Who?
The one that was on last season, and he's come back.
Has he?
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember his name.
I haven't watched it since the first reboot season. I can't really remember anyone on it. There was someone named Talia, I think, or something, but it's not the same. I liked the live one. I liked the uncut,
yeah,
the softcore.
Yeah, the uncut was the best, wasn't
nude
it?
Nude people.
Mm-hmm.
I learnt so much as a teenager. That was like sex ed from that show. But anyway, the question is at 1-300-655-922. What year did Big Brother first start on Australian TV?
Yeah, what year did it start?
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. We have Jacob on from Devonport to answer. What year, Jacob, did Big Brother first start on Australian TV?
Was it 2001?
It was 2001, Jacob.
Congratulations.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Did you used to watch it when it first started?
I did, because old Gretel Kleen is the host.
Gretel, yeah.
Oh!
Remember Gretel?
That was so good.
I think Kyle and Jackie O hosted at one point too, didn't they?
I believe so, yeah.
For maybe one season before everyone got sick of them.
Yep.
C-F-F. Yeah, did you ever watch Big Brother Uncut?
I did, but I don't remember it being like, I remember it being full nudie, like nudie runs everywhere and stuff.
Showers.
But I thought it was blurred out.
Not on Uncut. No, those boobs and doodles were shown.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember that. So there you go. I watched it.
It was on at 9 p.m.
And my brain thinks
you don't remember
it was
the boobs or the doodles?
No.
Ugh.
I honestly thought it was all black blurred.
Yeah,
but
I used to
remember it, yeah.
I used to sneak watch it or I'd set the VCR secretly to watch it later. Mm-hmm.
I love Big Brother. Kid music.
As usual, Ari tells all her best stories off air.
Oh, sorry about that.
Ari applied for Big Brother.
I did indeed apply for Big Brother when I was 18.
So what year would this have been?
Well, I'm 28 now.
10 years ago. So we're talking 2011.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, and you had to turn
up. I got through...
Because I remember the days.
Rounds.
I remember when people sent in audition tapes that all of them said, "I love to stir the pot and I got a girlfriend, but I love to cheat."
I mean, I like to cheat in board games, like steal the Monopoly money.
Yeah.
And I do love to stir the pot just a little bit.
But you don't cheat on Dill.
No. Mm. No.
That's why you didn't get through.
Yeah, I mean, devastating. But I was only 18.
You're not morally corrupt enough.
No, and it was just the weirdest experience. So you had to actually go to, like, the convention centre in Adelaide or wherever it was and line up. You all got a number and they, like, vetted you before you went through to, like, the next door, and then they get you to do some activities, and then we got through. I got through that one, and then we're in a group of five and they were like, We had to create a picture frame with our bodies, and then they'd be like, "Okay, you need to be a donkey," and then we had to, like, work out who was going to be what end of the donkey and how we're going to make this work in the picture frame.
So you're doing, like, a little bit improv, a little bit miming.
Yeah, it was really weird, and then we had to sit down and everyone had to share their life stories and stuff, and I was just sitting there like, I don't have a sad life story, and everyone was getting really emotional, and I was like, you're not going to get through because you're sharing a sad story, but I didn't say that out loud. So I then didn't get through.
Yeah, you should have there, because they would have been like, "Oh, she says it how it is.
She's staring.
She's a straight shooter." Should we do a quick round of history? We're running out of time.
Yeah, okay. Today in
history. This is going to be like yesterday all over again. We're going to be late the whole show.
Well, hurry up then.
Sorry, hurry up then. It was on this day in 1992, 3rd of November, by the way, that Democrat Bill Clinton was elected President of the United States.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Bill Clinton committing perjury there. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1994, the first PlayStation console was released by Sony in Japan. We want to know on Facebook, by the way, at CFM Tasmania, did you grow up with a PlayStation, a Sega, a Nintendo, a stick in the yard?
Nintendo 64, Mario Kart.
Yeah,
Crash
I loved GoldenEye on the 64. But we were a PlayStation family, but I used to go around to me friend Jared's house and be like, "Jezza, let's put on GoldenEye, bro." And he was way better than me because he owned it, so he practiced a lot more. On this day in 96, LA Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant, the one that went down the helicopter recently a few years ago, he became the youngest player to make his NBA debut. In 2014, the new World Trade Center went up. World Trade Center. And in 2020, the Melbourne Cup was won by Twilight Pavement. And, of course, this year it was won by Ari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't know either. I don't really get into it. News is next. It's probably in the news who won. All right. What's that?
Make this Christmas the best Christmas ever with 10K or Santa's sleigh, where someone will win $10,000.
Yeah, this Christmas we want you to have the best Christmas ever, so sue us. We love you.
I mean, don't. But yes, we are indeed giving away $10,000 cash. That $10,000 is guaranteed. We will draw out 50 winners. We'll draw out a few from online as a second chance entry into the competition. So you can enter online, cfmtaz.com.au, or at your local participating businesses. Fun fact, Adam.
Yeah.
We'll be drawing a winner from every box. So if you enter at So Silver So Gold in Penguin, So Silver So Gold, Penguin Pharmacy or Hotel Federal, three winners, one from each of those boxes.
Mm.
So there'll be a winner from each business.
Heaps of prezzies to go around, and someone on the Northwest Coast is getting 10K. What would you spend 10K on, Ari?
Do you want
I want the truth.
Yeah,
give it to me straight.
So if we didn't have to spend it on bills and stuff, I probably would spend $10,000 on Adam and Ari merch to give out to CFM crews. And not going to lie, I love free stuff.
And then claim it back.
And then claim it back on tax and get it pretty much back.
So then when you get it back, what would you spend that on?
Well, then I'd probably spend that on bills and stuff.
Yeah, I might get a drum kit, but I'm not sure whether I get an electric one or a real one, because I can't play the real drums where I am right now.
You also got removed from your band.
Well, I haven't checked that message yet, but I think so. Do you want me to read that now?
Yeah. See if
well, my band's in Hobart, so this was inevitable. It's a bit hard.
So if Adam won $10,000...
Oh, it's a massive message.
Oh, okay, let's not go into it. It's too much. You've been removed, haven't you?
Well, it's just it's what I thought he was going to be saying.
Silver Fleet Ships or something?
Yeah, find them on Spotify. Yeah. It's obviously hard with you being on the other side of the state and trying to keep tee up pracs and jams and momentum going, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you've been removed.
Keeping you in the loop.
You have been removed.
We'll go to Boodle next time you're in Hobart, blah, 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 but they've been jamming with someone named Ross, so... Anyone
Ross,
gone?
Style Adam's spot. So if you're looking for a drummer, Adam potentially is keen. And if you'd like to win $10,000 cash or an amazing prize from Santa Sleigh, make sure you shop at participating businesses. Each business will have a winner.
Those businesses are listed on the website at cfmtas.com.au. I was talking before about how I drove down to Queenstown for the first time a couple of weeks ago and I found the roads to be treacherous on the way down.
Well, this just in from our Facebook page at CFM at Tasmania, like follow us there, Zane has messaged through, like, you know, that emoji where it's like smiling and it's got like sweat dripping off the forehead?
Yeah,
it's got that emoji.
That was me when I was trying to drive down there. That's what I looked like.
He goes, I do Burnie, Queenstown, Strawn, ZN, Rosebery, Cradle Mountain, Sheffield in a truck. On the same day, best shift, awesome roads.
Ah, how do you do it? No, Zane.
I don't know, but good on him.
I think he's some kind of masochist.
No.
Dedicate this dog news to Zane and his great driving skills.
Okay.
Our dog's got stuck in the mud, Ari.
Literally? Or just playing the game?
No, I got stuck in the mud in the UK.
Aww.
And that's today's dog news. A skittish dog has been rescued after getting stuck in the mud on a beach in the UK. A member of the public contacted the Coast Guard after seeing the cockapoos distressed owners.
A what?
Cockapoo.
A poodle and a...
Cocker spaniel?
That's funny.
Cockapoo? Is that what a cockapoo would be?
I think so.
I have to Google cockapoo.
I'm not sure I want to Google that.
Might come up with some dodgy stuff. Make sure safe search is on. Put safe search on, please, Ari. The cockapoo's distressed owners on West Kirby Beach, Liverpool, contacted the Coast Guard. How they look?
Yeah, like a... Yeah.
Is safe search on?
Yeah, it is. Like okay. A cross between a poodle and a spaniel. Yeah.
Simple science, really. The dog's owners had come ashore after being told not to return to the beach due to the potentially treacherous muddy conditions. West Kirby volunteers were told the dog was afraid of men, so crew member Ella Marston came to the rescue. As an experienced dog handler, she reassured the dog, who was covered in mud and exhausted, before transferring it onto the lifeboat and returning it to shore. Speaking following the call-out, West Kirby Lifeboat Deputy Launch Authority Gary Price said, "It's very easy to become trapped in mud, which can become even more dangerous when you factor in tide."
Mm.
In this instance, the owners did the right thing by returning to shore to seek support. So if you're ever in the situation, there's a bit of advice. Your dog's stuck, go to shore, get some help. I don't know whether you can find specifically the West Kirby staff, probably some local staff on the local beach, but... all's well that ends well, the dog's fine.
No, I just want a dog.
The dog's fine and safe search is on. So all's well that ends well.
And we found out what a cockapoo is.
Pretty sure you can get sacked for Googling that at work.
I just want a dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Song snag.
It is time to play Song Snag. This is where Adam has scratched up his CD. He'll play the tune for you, but what is it? Let us know. We need to know the artist as well as the song title. So if you do indeed know it, give us a call at 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella for a breakfast you look forward to every day. And if you're nice, you might even get two free wikis.
Yeah, I only got one, but you got two. So
it's because they know I love the free wiki.
Yeah, I'm sure if you ask for an extra one.
Whatever, Adam. Play the snag song. Oh.
It's like a broken record. What do you think the song and artist is? The phone number is 1-300-655-922. If you can unsnag it for us, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. We have Drew from Penguin on the phone to guess what song this is. What do you think it is, Drew?
I've got a feeling I might be wrong now, but I was thinking it might be I'll Be There By You. I'll Be There For You by the Remembrance, whatever they're called.
Rembrandts. Nah, it's not, Drew.
Oh damn. Sorry, Drew.
Thanks for playing, mate. Have a good one.
Nah, no worries. You have a good one, guys.
Bye. You too, bye. 1-300-655-922. Emma from Burnie. This is the song. And what do you think the song is, Emma?
Is it I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts?
Second guess for that one. It's not.
Sound like it this morning.
Right, there you go. No, it's not that one. The Friends theme tune. No, not that one.
Not a problem, guys. Have
Thanks,
a good
Emma.
Day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
No correct guesses,
no,
Ariel.
No, to be honest, I also thought it was that.
Ari doesn't even know what it is. Hit music. We're joined on the phone by Terry Cornick. He's the Mr. Perfect CEO and co-founder, Ari, so he's the big boss of Mr. Perfect. So, Terry, could you tell us about what Mr. Perfect is?
Yeah, so thank you for having me, first of all. Mr. Perfect is a grassroots charity that mainly focuses on men's mental health, and we bring together men at social barbecues across the country in our Australia's wonderful parks.
Perfect time for it because it's Movember as well, and there is one coming up in Ulverston this weekend at Otto's Grotto.
Correct, yeah, so we've got a great host down there, Greg Smith. He's been running it for a couple of years now. His ones are always some of the best organised we have. We run a lot across the country, but he certainly provides everything that any man would want down there. Lots of food, good company, and great connection as well.
Such a great initiative. How did you come about it?
Look, based personally on my own sort of challenges around mental health in the past, going to access some clinical help, I found it quite cold and confronting. And it's not to say it wasn't needed, the clinical side, but I think I realised through the whole process, no one asked me about social connection, what I did, you know, with friends. Did I connect with people? Did I talk about serious things when I needed to? And me and my mates enjoy playing footy, so we put an ad up on a website for anyone to come along to kick a ball around for 2 hours. And that was about 6 years ago, and that morphed into a barbecue. And, you know, 6 years later, we've got 40 running across the country. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
Alrighty, so yeah, it sounds like, less of a clinical, more of a friendly sort of casual thing where maybe some people in that environment will find it easier to open up than something, as you're saying, a bit more clinical.
Absolutely. Look, it takes us men a little while to come round to these discussions, so we'd rather do it in a comfortable, open space. And if they come for 6 months, you know, come every month and have a chat to everyone, gradually over time, we certainly feel they feel more connected to their community. And that's only good for their mental health.
Yeah.
So it's this weekend. It's the 7th of November, 11 a.m. at Otto's Grotto in Ulverston. And if you can't make that, there's another one at the end of the month, Ari, in Burnie at Burnie Park, 28th of November.
If there's anyone listening that'd like to host their own event, can they just get in touch through the website?
Absolutely. Look, best place to go is Mr. Perfect, mrperfect.org.au, and there's a big button on the homepage there. There's two, actually. One is to find your local barbecue, and one is to become a barbecue host. We've also got a third barbecue, actually, locally this month that I thought I'd mention. We're doing a special Movember barbecue. It's actually run by Greg Smith, our host, and that will be on Sunday the 21st at Ulverston Park as well. So very grateful to him and our sponsors as well, who are Zurich, who make this all happen.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on air with us this morning, and we hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, thank you too, Terry. Terry Cornick, Mr. Perfect CEO and co-founder there, telling us about the Ulverston barbecue this weekend at Otto's Grotto this Sunday at 11 a.m. Head along. And remember, if you or anyone you know is struggling, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
During the news there, Ari just shopping online for saunas.
Yeah, I don't know how that started. But pretty good discount, to be honest. How nice would that be if we had like a massive barrel sauna?
She's being serious. She's like,
legit. She's like,
what did you say?
Because we were talking about what we would buy with our $10,000 if we won the 10K or Santa sleigh.
Hmm.
A sauna sounds pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you were being seriously like, oh, it ships in 5 days. I don't know how they ship a sauna.
Ships in 24 hours.
How do they ship a sauna?
I don't know. Obviously, it's all boxed up or whatever.
You got to assemble it.
Oh, I'd have to phone a friend.
Get Dill.
Yeah.
Dylan will assemble it for you.
Will you go halves with me in a sauna?
No.
Why not?
Because there's so many other things I could buy that would be more important.
We could leave it at the station.
Oh, God. Then we can claim it back. Yeah. Work related.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
They've shaved.
I know. Thank you for participating in Movember. No one commented on our Facebook post.
Well, you put a photo up of me with a bare face and Jackie commented saying, oh, my God, you'll need to take ID with you now.
Yeah.
Jackie. Time for freebies.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Alrighty, good morning, Ren. Where are you this morning and what do you have on board?
Good morning, Ari and Adam. You see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team. Happy Wednesday. I am here today parked in front of Toy World Devonport. The happiness is real when one car moved and I don't have to reverse parallel park the cruiser.
Perfect.
It's legit 100% happiness. All right. I have Grips Master Love, Amazeballs, thanks to Ash Grove. How We Roll Co. Toilet Paper as well is here on board. Our friends with benefits key tags and the CFM sticker. And if you come and see me today here in front of Toy World Devonport, you'll get a chance to win a $25 voucher from FaZe Jewelers, your one-stop shop for anything and everything jewelry. And that's me for today, powered by Harvey Norman Devonport. Have a great day.
Bless her.
Ooh, bless. Thanks, Ren. All right, Takesha, where are you this morning and what do you have on board?
Her name's TT.
Oh, sorry, TT, where you at? That is a great question.
Hello.
Takesha, are you there? I feel like I'm summoning.
She's connected to the machine out there because I can see the light.
Mm. I feel like I've gone back to the murder mystery night.
Spooky! Takesha!
Yeah.
Vanished.
Don't know what's going on. Hello, Takesha.
Maybe she's mad at us and hates us.
I don't think that's it.
It's weird because, yeah, there's a little light outside that you can see when people are connected out there on the streets and her light's on.
Oh.
Do you know where she is?
The spooky spirits are back. No, I don't know where she is. I'm next to you. How would I know where she is? Maybe we'll go to Facebook. We'll put out a message. Has anyone seen Takesha from CFM Street Team? Give us a call. 1-300-655-922.
Yeah, and they can do the cruise across.
Yeah.
I'm here looking at Takesha. She's outside, blah, 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 Bernie. Anyway, we'll...
Just go to the station.
Yeah.
On Wilson Street, just go to the station.
She works there.
Yeah.
That you can definitely find her there.
Yeah, for sure.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
8:20. Good news is we found her.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
We sure have We've made contact with Takesha.
We're going old school over the phone lines.
Where are you this morning?
I am out in the CFM cruiser. Starting up your Wednesday with a little bit of technical difficulties. You know, just what else would you do? But I do have a process for it. Here,
can't quite hear you very well, Takesha. Have you got your hand over the receiver?
Nothing wants to work for us this morning, does it?
No. Can hear you a bit clearer now. Yeah, it's better.
All right, good. I am out in the CFM cruiser. Let's do this quickly before we have any more problems.
Yep.
I am at TV Direct in Burnie. It is on the beach end of Wilson Street, and they sell all the products that you see on TV. And the best part is you don't have to wait for it to arrive in the mail, which is absolutely awesome, and you can get it right away. So speaking of things right away, come and grab yourself some freebies. I've got fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Crips Master Loaf. Packets of Amazeballs, thanks to Ash Grove, which are absolutely delicious. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. I've got our friends who benefit key tags and stickers as well. And for the first 5 people to come along, you can actually get yourself a teeth whitening kit from the team here at TV Direct, which is where you can find me right now in the CFM Cruiser at 12 Wilson Street. And I'm powered by Harvey Norman Electrical, all for TV Direct.
There we go. We did it. Good on you, Takeesh.
Oh, we did it. Do you know my favourite thing that I ever bought from, like, the TV ads?
What?
Were those Flavourstone pans. Those pots and pans, the blue ones.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think.
Oh, I love them. I've still got, like, course, some of them.
Of course you buy stuff off the TV. Of course you do. Phone number 1300 655 922. We're going to do Word Sandwich next. It's your chance to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge, Ulverston.
It's pretty accurate, isn't it?
Highly inaccurate.
Word Sandwich.
It is time for Word Sandwich. This is where Thea gives you two words. You need to guess the word that goes in the middle of the sanger. If you know it, you will go in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference. The number is 1-300-655-922.
All right, Thea, what are our words?
Your words for today are pump and trip.
Pump.
Hump and trip.
Sorry.
Hump.
Hump.
And trip.
Hump.
What word would possibly go in the middle of hump and trip?
Remember that time you ruined our word sandwich?
Yeah, that was a good time. It was especially good because it was your word sandwich, so
I
was particularly
proud. Maybe I should ruin
particularly
yours.
Proud. No, 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 don't do it. 1-300-655-922. To guess the word sandwich, you done?
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We've got Chantel from Devonport on. What do you think about Ari's chomps, Chantel? Her chomping. It's distracting.
She doesn't know the difference between mine and the computer.
That's what's
happened.
They're
so accurate.
I think it's just a bit of fun for a Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah. No. See, thank you, Chantel.
It's a bit of fun for hump day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't defend her, Chantel. All right, these are the words.
Your words for today are hump and trip.
What do you think?
As I said, hump day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, you pretty much already did.
The word for my sandwich is day. Hump day. Day trip.
Congratulations, Chantel. You're in the draw to win that savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Oh, very good. You draw my name out and I'll bring it in and share it with you guys.
Let's
corrupt it. Let's corrupt it and make her win.
Hump Day Traffic Chats.
With Steady Eddie.
We've got Steady Eddie on the line to give us our traffic update. Steady Eddie.
My traffic report for today is it's generally just talking about out there on the road and safety and looking out for each other. Now, road rage, inner peace is better than road rage. We all come across it. We all see it. The best thing to do is just wave it off. Understand that we're all human. We all make mistakes. So just wave it off, move on and drive on. Much better for you, much better for everyone around you, much better for the public and society.
Yeah, you know what they say, Eddie? Anger is an acid that erodes the vessel in which it's contained.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Now,
I've been having a little rant. It's a little vent. That's okay. But to take it personal is just wrong. You know, we, as I said, we're all human. We all make mistakes.
Who's the father? Isn't that thing from that movie?
Do you know what she's talking about, Eddie?
With a what?
Yeah. What?
I'm going to get a clip of it. Who's father? I don't know. I'm probably saying it wrong. Was that anger management? Anger management. The dude off here on that movie?
Off the what?
Off Sorry? Anger management.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he do like a deep breathing thing? I think he does. I'm going to find it.
How do you manage to keep your inner peace, Eddie? Do you do deep breaths? You just stay calm?
I just remind myself that we're all human. And, it's amazing what you'll see in a truck driving on the roads. And it just, every time I see something, I just take that 1.4 seconds to think about it, inner peace is better than road rage. And it really does keep you calm.
Yeah.
So for most situations, which is good. Yeah, especially when you're in a truck, because some of the things you're seeing, you can't pull them up like you think you can. So it's better off to have in a piece than road rage. Yeah, I try and remind when I'm travelling with everyone, with someone all the time, because, yeah, believe me, it comes out of us in the unexpected times.
That's true. Ah, what a great message to send out to everyone, especially this morning. I'm sure people will be on the roads this morning. So just a little reminder from Eddie, keep the inner peace. And like,
from Steady Eddie.
From Steady Eddie.
To stay steady.
It's to stay steady, yeah. Steady Eddie says, stay steady.
Oh, you just make me laugh. You're good value, Adam and Ari. Good value.
Appreciate that, Eddie. Really appreciate
it. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Ari, just checking my human design. Can you, what is this?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know much about it, but we're going to find out. So you can get your chart online, like just type in like my human design. So you need like the day you were born, your full name, the time you were born, obviously, like date.
And where you were born.
And where. And it will give you... more of a character description of you as a person.
So we just found out.
We'll find out. What minutes? What was the minutes?
Well, we just found out from me mummy that it was 12 past 5 p.m.
12 past 5 p.m. View your chart.
What was yours? 8 minutes to midnight.
Yeah, I'm a night owl.
Classic Ari.
That's yeah, part now.
Sending
you
it.
You are.
Sending it even from birth at 8 to midnight.
You know it. You're a manifesting generator.
What?
Yep, that's what you are.
What does that mean?
Are you talking to me?
I think we're actually the same.
We're a couple of manifestors.
Yeah. Manifesting generator.
What does it mean?
Well, I'm going to find out.
Why are we the same? We're born very different times.
These are a hybrid for the new age of generator plus a manifester. When they're living correctly, they are like superhumans. Not only do they have the ability to... initiate like a manifester, they can also make it happen like a generator.
Sorry, common that's challenge. Very loud. Yeah.
Can often feel caught between wanting to run out the door and act on their impulses, and also wait for their gut feelings to kick in. The hell's yes or the hell's no.
Right.
It's super important to reserve the right to change your mind as you go. Train your loved ones to accept that you. Accept that from you wherever possible, and more often will move quicker than generators, but will your course correct yourself.
Lovely. So we,
I don't really know what this means. I just lost the page.
Where can people find out their own if they know the exact time they were born?
Online.
Ah, thanks.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That human condition thing you were talking about before.
Human design.
Sounds like one of those things
you
where...
You don't believe you will not succeed.
Well, it's because it could apply to anyone. You're this type of person, but that could be anyone.
Do you read your star sign?
If you're not living your best life, then you're not happy.
No,
but
said
who
you,
is
no,
happy with that?
No, it said you get frustrated, whereas I get angry.
Oh, we have... Okay.
It's a different level.
Much, much different. Kid music. Have you had fun today, Ari? Because it's the end of the show.
I have had fun. Almost bought a sauna.
we did our
human design. good day. Good
this
day.
Is all the stuff Ari's fiddling around doing on the computer when we're trying to do a radio show.
No. You were doing stuff and I was like, oh, he's not responding to me. So I guess I'll have a look at my computer then.
Up next, we got Jerry Fish, I was going to call him. Jerry Fish, the bossman.
I called him something really funny yesterday. What did I call him?
Don't know. He's got a lot of names. But we found a Fishy Boy song. Check it.
Got a lot to be, but the fishy on me. Got a new, I'll slap your knee. Fishy on me.
It's the Fishy Boy me. New theme song.
Got a lot to place, but the fishy on me. Got a lot to be, but I'll slap your knee. Fishy to be, but I don't know ye.
I love it.
Jerry Shears, there he is.
There he is, Fishy Boy.
That's from his brand new solo album. That's the lead single.
Yeah. It's actually really catchy.
Drop a like if you eat poop.
Classic Jerry, he's up next.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The last
break was my favourite, to be honest, of the entire show. We should have a show dedicated to Fishy Boy. Wouldn't it be hilarious?
I hope he heard that. Haven't seen him yet.
I mean, he was in the studio after us.
It's also his job to listen to us because he's our content director. So.
Hope he wasn't listening yesterday.
Skip yesterday, Jerry, but today, make sure you hear the Fishy Boy bit.
Oh, how fun. Also, huge shout out to Harlan. He listens to this poddy online.
Does he listen to the On Demand?
Yeah, he was telling me he listens back.
Bless
before
his
he goes
art.
To bed. So shout out to you, Harlan.
Before he goes to bed. Bless
yeah,
his heart.
Yeah, after school.
Good night, Harlan.
Harlan's only 7, so.
Sleep tight, Harlan.
Yeah. I was gonna sing a lullaby, and then all I could think of, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish.
Oh, my God. Halloween is over. I'm full Christmas now.
What's for breakfast?
Christmas. Candy canes. Eggnog. Yummy.
You know how I got in with Jimmy and Nath down in Hobart?
How?
I used to give them Christmas gifts. I'd take them into the station because they said they'd never tried eggnog, so I'd drop some off.
You are number one radio nerd. I froth it, but that is hilarious.
And then they called up my community radio show saying, thanks for the eggnog.
But they haven't been doing it in Hobart for that long. So that was recently. You dropped them a Christmas present off recently, like not as a 7-year-old.
No, I was a full-grown adult, yeah. No, they haven't been... It's not like Kim and Dave or something, no. Cook and More, none of that. No, they're pretty
oh my
new
God,
compared
that's
to
funny.
That.
That's why they follow you on Insta.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm. You bribed them with eggnog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then
we're also bribable, just saying.
Yeah, bring us eggnog. And rum. That's how I got to where I am.
Dairy-free eggnog.
Yeah, maybe.
Is eggnog dairy-free?
I think it's made from mostly chemicals and powder. No, it's... I don't know.
Is it made from
eggs?
We
should end this now. Let's end it.
What? How do you make eggnog?
I don't know, but the one you get from the supermarket is like powdered egg, I think. It's good, though. It's delicious. Anyway, see ya. Thanks for listening.
Milk punch. It's definitely got dairy.
Yeah.